Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, we'll go behind the words, don't take anything personally. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing today?
Sure, and welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe, our mission outreach here at The Source. And we know some of you are shy about trying anything that might have a positive impact on your life. So we come to you with these bi-weekly little treats. So you'll come to discover we don't bite. So take today's teaspoon of wisdom, let it percolate through your whole system, and see if it makes you hungry for more. Because when it does, we're here at The Source, ready to serve you. Great episode today. Rick and Frank are locked and loaded, in the spiritual sense, of course, ready to help me share with you some incredibly empowering insights into the notable quotable, don't take anything personally. How often have you seen this type of self-help quotation popping up on social media? And ask yourselves, yeah, it sounds great, but what does the meme mean? Well, we are here to enlighten you. Not only will I explain the heck out of it, I'll also thoroughly annoy you by showing you how easy it is to stop taking things personally. So don't touch that dial, because I have three surprises coming up for you. Back to you, Rick.
Wow, great stuff, Peter. Frank, how about you?
Three surprises. Wow, Peter. I'm really, really looking forward to the surprises, you know. Anyway, well, I think it's a very interesting topic. You know, don't take anything personally. You know, you easily take things personally. I studied special education, juvenile delinquency at the university, and during my senior year, I was assigned to a police unit for 3 weeks to see how they dealt with potential problematic situations with juveniles. I'll share some interesting observations with you and some ideas of how to take things, anything, less personal. And if you love what you hear here, check out what we're building for you at The Source 123. Your only best ever peer coaching, whatever community you want it to be, on the internet. Want to stay tuned? All right. Rick, what do you think?
Great stuff, Frankie. Thank you. So this is what I'll be sharing. We all see through our own lens. No matter what someone says to us, good or bad, we can't take that energy internally. I'll share a story of how I learned this in a few minutes. Okay, Peter, what do you have for us today?
All right, I promised you three surprises. So let's get this show on the road. Take notes now, because there will be a test later. Surprise number one, you don't have to stop taking things personally, because you don't take things personally. You never have taken anything personally. It's not you. It's your brain. It's your brain that takes things personally. And in the mindful pathfinding coaching that I do here at The Source, I call your brain your protector self, because it's primary function, one of them, is to protect your sense of self-value. And because of the conditioning your brain protector happened to acquire over the course of your life, it often sees threats where there are none. Now, this is a little sad, but more than that, it can really mess up the flow and fulfillment in your daily life, because being offended all the time is exhausting. But you can help, protector. You can do something about it, and I will tell you what in just a bit. Just remember, it's not your brain protector's fault. Your brain can't happen the way it helped, the way it happened to get wired, but you can. So surprise number two is your brain often has, you won't believe this, a double standard, and it doesn't see that standard. He or she might say, I have every right to take what you say personally. And then on the other hand say, but you have no right to take what I say personally. Why? Because it's very easy for protector to believe that the other person is spiteful. But nothing from us is anything but flowers and hearts, and only mean the best. We would never even have a harmful thought, right? So on the highway, if someone pulls quickly in front of you, protector might call them an idiot. But if you pull quickly in front of someone else, oh, you had a good reason for that. There was a reason. Surprise number three is, how can you take things, stop taking things personally without trying. Don't try. When you feel that sting from some slight delivered by the wiener in the next office and protector rushes out to think of a snappy comeback, see what happens inside you when you acknowledge and accept and appreciate and just affirm your brain by saying something like, I feel you, that one hurt. I appreciate you trying to protect my sense of self-value by scoring points with the zinger. But does what that person say truly lessen my value? And see if that's enough to interrupt the worry thought and then redirect protector's focus by coaching him or her to look for guidance within yourself from your deeper non-conscious pathfinder self. Where is the path back to flow and fulfillment here? And see what comes up. That might be a new approach for you. And if you haven't taken the coaching that we offer at the source, you'll probably find that, oh, look at this. I got another surprise for you. Surprise number four. Here's an affirmation you can use today. How will I feel today if nothing anyone else says or does causes me offense? How will I feel, Rick?
Wow. Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. All right, Frankie, what do you got today?
As I said in the intro, in my senior year, I was assigned to a police unit for 3 weeks just to see how they dealt with potential problematic situations with juveniles. It was one of the most fascinating moments in my study. I went to juvenile delinquency settings, to detention centers, and talked to parents, teachers, therapists, social workers, and prison guards about what caused all this misery and what to do about it. When I went on patrol with the police unit, I noticed that young people often reacted arrogantly and aggressively when they were confronted with unacceptable behavior. Afterwards, I asked the officers, how can you deal with that kind of aggressive talk, to put it that way? The guy was so rude to you and you remained extremely calm. How can you not take this personally? Well, one said to me, Frank, there's only one solution for that, for me. When I put on my uniform in the morning, I know people will be looking at me. And when they start to talk to me, they start to talk to me to my uniform. I am a police officer. I don't take it personally. Why? When I'm at the end of my shift, I take off my uniform and I am back on the street. Nobody will recognize me as a police officer. So my uniform somehow is my shield. I don't take it personally because they're talking to me as a police officer. I'm having that role. I'm playing a role, you could say. That is an interesting observation and made me realize that not taking something personally can be quite easy. Not everybody is wearing a uniform every day like a police officer, but anyway. When you take something personally, you start to identify with what someone else says. That's one thing. But the problem is that you start to incorporate it. You make it your own. You accept it as a kind of truth. And that's the difficult thing here. For that reason, I'm looking at a social psychology. And that says something interesting. You don't want to be left out. That famous FOMO fear feeling. Yeah, the fear of missing out. Not being part of the group. Not being accepted. And that's very important. We're all people who love to belong to a group, or at least people that you like and want to hug with, for example. If you look at your childhood, and suppose you were not invited to a ball game or to a birthday party, how did you feel? You didn't feel like someone who was appreciated. These experiences are deeply ingrained in our and your system, because as little kids, we are really tough to each other. Not always, of course, but in many cases, we are. So it has to do with group thinking, and it has to do with the feeling of being excluded, of missing out. But there is a solution for that. The first thing I learned from my parents was this. My father was a professor of psychology at the University of Amsterdam. And when I would begin to argue with my sister or anyone else, but in this case, my sister, he would say, when he was there, he would say, okay, we will count from 10 to 1. And because you're going to get aggressive, And now you don't want to be called each other's names. So I start you to train you to help you by counting from 10 to 1. That's interesting. 10 to 1 is much more difficult than from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's much more easygoing than 10, 9, 8, etc. Well, you have to pause. So you have to think. So the moment you're thinking, the moment you start to count, you're already out of the game playing, you could say. So that's the beginning of being observing yourself. So at the end, you are not so much catched into kind of drama you are in as a kid, but also when we go older, we also are, tied up in our drama. So he started to discuss with us what happened to me and my sister, and asking questions like, okay, Frank, why do you say that to your sister? Or, okay, Marlon, my sister, why do you say that to Frank? And the why question, as you know, is not an easy question because it focuses you on reasonable thinking. That's not easy, but I did it on purpose, because by doing that, he trained us, he invited us to be more self-reflective. And of course, when we grew older, it was not that difficult anymore to think about our and reflect on our feelings. And that is a very important thing to learn. So the basic reaction of in many cases, something else, is either we go into flight or go into fight. Fighting or flighting are two basic instinct things. So I ask you, if you're confronted with something in your life in which you have the feeling to take it personally, to step out of the drama, actually, and that's related to what Peter says, and start to become more an observer of the situation. Ask yourself this question, which I mentioned in other podcasts also. What is happening here? What is happening to me? And just listen. Don't judge. Don't condemn anything. Don't finger point someone else. He did it or she did it, etc. No, just listen. Asking this question is another way to count from 10 to 1. What it does, it takes you off track of the reacting modus and goes over to the respond modus. To responding is much more effective instead of reacting. Responding is the ability to find the answer inside you, but it takes practice. It's not naturally built in most of the time, at least that's what I see. The practice of pausing for a moment and keeping silence for a moment will help you tremendously. And when you do that, then you will see that the emotions will lower, the anxiety will lower, and then the level, at least, of the anxiety, you feel more relaxed and not willing to react in the moment. So that is basically what happens when you take things personally. Your behavior will change. And the moment you will take it not so personally anymore, you start to reflect on what's happening, you start counting and doing things like that, become the observer, you will be less taking things personally. It's a fact. Rick, how do you deal with this, taking things personally?
Thank you. So here's what I want to share with you today. One of my greatest teachers and mentors, Al Kirshner, gave me one of my best lessons. As a brand new salesman, I sought recognition a lot. That was like my main motivator. So one day after our monthly sales meeting, during which I won Salesman of the Month, I was celebrating the win, and Al said, "Remember, kid, we're all just peddlers." And the story behind this was that he grew up in Brooklyn, and he started out, it's a rags to riches story. He really didn't have much as a kid growing up in the Depression. So he really had to work hard. And he always used to tell us, whether you're succeeding or not, if you're doing great and they're all telling you how wonderful you are and giving you trophies, don't take it personally. And if they're criticizing you and telling you that what you're doing is not right, don't take it personally. So he had a wonderful way of reminding me all the time just to stay humble. And he reminded me to simply do the work and forget the outcome. We all go through tough times. We can't take any of that stuff personally. But whether you're hearing accolades or criticism, don't take anything personally. Peter, your final thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're right. That's my final thought. know, what I'm saying is, you know, you can choose to be unoffendable. You can choose to be unoffendable because you aren't being offended. It's your brain which is being offended, and that's who you have to address. And you just have to look at the reaction of your brain to what is said or done and ask Pathfinder, where's the path back to flow and fulfillment here? Will it work as well for you as it does for some of the folk at the source? Only one way to know. Road test it for yourself, Rick.
Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank, your final thoughts?
Yes. Next time you post something on social media, don't keep looking to see if you got likes. Whether you get thumbs up or thumbs down, don't take it personally. Be authentic. Tell your story with passion and purpose, and people will respond to it in their own way. Focus on what you want to tell, believe in what you want to tell, and don't wait for reactions. And remember what you think about and think about and bring about. And if you love what you're hearing here, check out what we're building for you at The Source, the only online peer coaching community you have to become a member of. The Source 123. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Frankie. Great stuff. All right, here's my final thoughts. When we choose to stay humble, simply do the work each day, we don't get too high or too low. We just keep our eyes on the road ahead. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. And if we've helped you feel a little better and you feel you'd like to pay it forward, ask yourself, who do I know who might also enjoy this podcast? Don't be shy. Share the good vibes. Looking forward to getting together with you again in 2 weeks. And remember, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.